Have you ever been dared to pray something? Me either, but I loved it, and now I'm daring you to pray it too. But before I get to the prayer, let's talk about mission. What is your mission? If you're a believer in Jesus, I really hope you know the answer. If you don't, let me give you a refresher. Matthew 28:18. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." What's our mission? We are to go and tell and teach the world about Jesus. Mission is the heartbeat of God. It began with Jesus, and now it is to continue through you and me. Jesus said in John 20:2, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." That's you and me. Yes, it's also all of our missionaries we support and pray for that are all around the world, but it's also you and me, right where we are. Luke 10:2. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." The harvest is plentiful, but the workers or laborers are few. Why are the workers few? Because our eyes are only seeing what we want to see. We're not even seeing the harvest field around us, where we work, where we live, and where we play. That's where the harvest is. There are people all around us that need Jesus. They need a friend to listen. They need a helping hand to help them with a meal. They need someone that won't judge them. They need someone that can lay aside their agenda to see a divine opportunity to love. They need someone who will put their needs above their own. That's Jesus. That's what people need. Why do you love like that? Jesus. Why do you listen like that? Jesus. Why do you serve me like that? Jesus. Why do you care for me like that? Jesus. That's our mission. Will you accept it? If so, I dare you to pray this prayer. Jesus, where are you already at work where I live, work, learn, and play? Jesus, how can I join you? That's it. That's what I'm praying in this season. Join me. I dare you. Don't miss where God is at work around you. There's no better place to be. Is it uncomfortable? Yes. Will you get your hands dirty in the field? Yes. Let's go. You can read all through Scripture how God used ordinary men and women, just like you and me. Go and tell the world about Jesus. Show them his love. That's your mission. That's the truth. May our prayer be, "Jesus, show me where you are at work." Then may we be willing to go into the field. I'm Lori Klein.